Fuel has become 2013's hot-button political issue. Now, even the way the government defines which households are fuel poor has become a contentious topic. Families are currently classed as being in fuel poverty if they spend more than 10% of their income to maintain an adequate level of warmth. Now, amendments to the energy bill will see that definition changed to families who've had above average fuel costs. This would see the figure fall from 3.2 million to 2.4 million households. Adam Loughton is from Disabled People Against Cuts.
It's beyond belief how they do things to try and make themselves seem so wonderful, and to argue that they have removed, or there was this amount of people, and all of a sudden it's been sorted out, when in fact all that's happened, it's been hidden in one corner.
A government spokesman says the changes will help to get a better understanding of the causes of fuel poverty. With tens of thousands already feeling the pinch of rising energy prices, the official definition of what constitutes fuel poverty will mean very little to those people who continue to struggle with paying their bills. And for the most vulnerable in British society, the inability to keep adequately warm can have more than just economic consequences. In 2012, there were 31,000 excess winter deaths attributed to the cold. With rising fuel costs, those statistics are bound to rise. The decision to have adequate energy should not be a lottery, says campaigners.
It's a right everybody has, yeah? It's not a privilege for some, it is a right for all.
As the government adjusts their figures, many households will find themselves unable to get the help they need because they no longer fit the official criteria. A decision which could literally leave them out in the cold. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London. Mm-hmm.